It seems to me that you have got the same problem whichever way you look at it, and that is that as a new business, the entity which is proposed to sponsor you, either as an employee or as an investor, is by definition a new business situation. And in a business situation, the immigration department are looking to the business itself to ascertain whether or not, as a new business, it can go on to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, which means that they're going to look very closely at all the facets of the business to be satisfied that the business is sustainable, that it's properly funded, that there's a clear pathway to the creation of local employment opportunities, and that all things considered, the business is resourced with the correct kind of business premises. So, your problem is doubly confounded by the fact that it appears that there are two of you in the same situation. That is, you've got two permanent resident partners, and you've got yourself and one other employment visa holding prospect partner who want to be involved in the same business. So, in this respect, then, whether you go down the path of making an investment visa application or whether you go down the path of an employment visa initially with the idea that after approval you can then go on to become a shareholder, for all practical purposes, as I say, the challenge is exactly the same. It's just a question of which way they skin the cat. So I don't see that there's any specific advantage to you, in a sense, trying to pull the wool over the immigration department's eyes and running the notion that you are just going to be out and out employees in this venture. Because what will happen, as I say, is immigration department are going to look at your applications in the round. They're going to assess all the kind of resources that the entity that is proposing to sponsor your employment visas, what kind of resources they have, why you're supposed to be doing the work that is on offer rather than that work being extended to local people first. And you'll find that the immigration department, whilst they'll, be sympathetic to what it is you're trying to achieve, you do need to appreciate that the immigration department don't just sort of rubber stamp approvals under the employment visa category. They have to be satisfied that the sponsoring entity is suitable and credible, and as a new business, the kind of challenge associated with establishing suitability and creditability for the purposes of sponsoring both you and your other partner, your immigration status for Hong Kong, that challenge is very much the same challenge as you're going to face yourself if you were to make an application directly as a shareholder in the business, and also your business partner that presently has an employment visa is going to face the same challenge as well. And by definition, if you're going to be investing in the business, you need to have an active investment which calls for cash, and the Immigration Department will certainly be taking that into consideration. So my best advice to you would be, instead of, in a sense, trying to pull the wool over the Immigration Department's eyes with this scenario, take your situation to the department, warts and all, understand the weaknesses. Understand what the Immigration Department are looking for to be able to grant you approval, lay everything out on the table, and then see what they make of it. You will have a much better chance of a successful outcome, whichever way you decide to try and play it, if you are transparent in that regard, rather than, in a sense, expecting that the Immigration Department can have the wool pulled over their eyes as regards what's really going on in respect of your intentions. So, best advice is, if you're going to go for it, you're going to join in a business, lay out all the cards, make sure the Immigration Department are fully empowered to understand what's going on. And if that new business situation, with the contribution of you and your colleague, that needs to go through the visa adjustment exercise, as I say, if that new business situation is sufficiently robust enough for the Immigration Department to believe that the entity, with the involvement of you and your three partners in it, can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, then you'll be home and hosed. So in this respect, I'd look to the content on our websites about business investment visa, specifically the approvability test. and focus all your efforts and energy on the approvability test, and make sure that your business itself, with your contribution and the contribution of your partners, as I say, can create local jobs, got properly established business premises, you've got clear resources that allow the Immigration Department to be satisfied that you've got a sustainable business, and that between the four of you there's sufficient funding in the pot for the whole business to be able to finance itself through to making that so-called substantial contribution. Okay, I hope it's a bit nebulous. I realise it's a bit nebulous, but there's not a lot of facts before me in the question. But really, if you're convinced of the opportunity to the extent that you're going to throw yourself at it, even if you've got modicum financial resources yourself personally, you'll find that an open policy, being transparent with the Immigration Department, will normally lead you to the result that you need, and so that's the best advice that I would give you in these circumstances. Okay, hope you found that useful.